State Senator Scott Wiener, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, and representatives from local organizations gathered on Mission Street Tuesday to mark the signing of Senate Bill 276, known as the Safe Streets Act. Senator Wiener proposed the act in 2025 to target illegal fencing operations, which is the sale of stolen goods. He says it's a practice that has displaced legitimate street vendors and created safety risk across San Francisco.
Organized crime, retail theft, started pushing our legitimate street vendors out. That was creating an atmosphere of chaos and at times violence. But SB 276 will give the city of San Francisco, the mayor, the board of supervisors, San Francisco Police Department, an additional tool to hold accountable and to address this issue and to put a stop to the sale of stolen goods on our streets.
Mayor Lurie highlights how the law protects hardworking, permitted vendors while providing enforcement measures against illegal actors.
The Safe Street Act allows law enforcement to issue citations, pursue misdemeanors, and confiscate stolen goods. And it ensures that honest businesses can operate without fear of intimidation.
Street vendor Gladys Andino is with the Mission Street Vendors Association. She says illegal street vending affects not just their small business, but the city as a whole.
Vendors and merchants work hard every day to pursue their businesses and make a living. Unfortunately, fencing activities have a major impact on our neighborhoods. They harm our city's entrepreneurs and make our streets unsafe, perpetuate disorder, and block public access on sidewalks. The legislation, SB 276, will help address the illegal resale of stolen goods, also known as fencing.
William Ortiz Cotohina, founder of business support service Kletcher, says with the new law, legitimate vendors in San Francisco can finally get back to business.
Criminal activity will no longer be tolerated in San Francisco because fencing has never, ever, ever been a part of San Francisco or Mission District culture. This is another page in the book to let the world know that San Francisco is open for business and that San Francisco is back, baby.
Enforcing the law is a three-step process, escalating from a written warning to a fine similar to a traffic ticket, and finally a misdemeanor, a criminal charge that can mean up to 6 months in county jail. Legitimate vendors who have permits or proof of purchase and food vendors are not affected. Carla Short, director of the San Francisco Public Works Department, breaks down the process of getting a street vending permit.
Anybody who is interested in getting a permit to vend legally on the streets can apply through our department. It's a very low-cost permit. Most people qualify for a waiver for the fees.
Because of the urgency clause in the bill, the Safe Streets Act went into effect immediately. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed it on Monday, October 6th. Annette Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.